Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. And today I wanted to dive into how you can track progress that has nothing to do with the scale. And in many ways, these are superior ways to track progress, because we all know how frustrating it is, especially if you're tracking your scale weight. You step on the scale one day and you're down a couple pounds. Then you step on the scale the next day and it seems like you've gained a pound and a half. But yet, that's not really giving you an accurate picture of your progress, because maybe you drank a little bit more water the day before, or had a little bit more sodium, or a variety of things that could be affecting that. But before we dive into that, just wanted to remind you about a couple opportunities that are available for you here at the show. Number one, this is the most important one, and it helps us to both grow the show as well as it helps you to be able to continue getting the information that we provide so that you don't miss out on any of the good stuff. And that is to go ahead and hit either follow or subscribe on your podcast player of choice. In addition to that, if you've been listening along and you're thinking to yourself, you know what? I really could use some help figuring out the fat loss puzzle for myself. I have been working hard. I've been tracking my calories. I've been doing Weight Watchers. I've been doing all these things, but yet I feel like I don't have the body that I feel comfortable in. Then there's likely just one or two missing pieces. And once you put those pieces into practice and figure out what those things are, then you'll start making progress and start feeling and looking your best right away. And so, you can go ahead and schedule a free lifestyle audit. The link to that is in the show notes below. Click that, grab a time on my calendar, and it's just a short time where we can connect, talk about what you've tried in the past, things that have and haven't worked well, so that we can then build a custom blueprint just for you, taking into account your preferences and your lifestyle, so that you can start looking and feeling your best right away. With all that being said, let's get right into the show. And as I mentioned in the introduction, today what we're going to tackle is how you can track progress without solely relying on the scale. And I'm going to be honest with you, I really love this topic. And the reason why I personally love this topic is because when I first got into fitness and nutrition, it's really because I was trying to solve things that were going on for myself. And if you've listened to episodes in the past, you've heard me tell this story. And I don't have this like crazy story about how I lost 100 pounds and kept it off forever and those kinds of stories. My story is more about body recomposition and how I went from a 36-inch waist to a 31-inch waist while losing 0 pounds. And the empowerment that that taught me was that I don't have to rely on the scale in order to be validated and in order to measure my progress. But yet in many ways, tracking progress solely by using the scale is an inferior way to track progress. And there's so many other ways that we can track progress that are so much more meaningful, so much more fulfilling, and honestly, so much more empowering than just relying on the scale. And so the first one I want to talk about today is biofeedback. Biofeedback is a huge indicator of overall health. Now, when I say biofeedback, what I mean by that is taking a look at how your quality of life is around sleep, around your libido, around mood, around digestion, and around generally how you feel. And what this includes, if you're going to track biofeedback, which I highly recommend doing, because all those things that I just mentioned are going to be way better indicators of overall health than relying on a number on the scale. Because you can lose weight on the scale. So for example, if you really want to lose weight, you could chop your leg off and lose 25% of your overall body weight. But nobody wants to lose weight that way. But yet, people are willing to starve themselves, tank their libido, tank their metabolism, and be in a grumpy mood and hangry all the time and really just destroy their biofeedback. People are willing to do that to lose weight. And those things are things that are screaming at you, basically, that you are going in the wrong direction when it comes to your overall health. And so in order to track biofeedback, what that includes and what that looks like would be, on a day-to-day basis, just keep a journal and divide that journal up into categories. How was my quality of sleep? Did I feel refreshed when I woke up? What did people say my general mood was? How did I feel my general mood was? Was it pretty stable? Or was I flying off the handle at small comments that people made and those kinds of things? Am I getting upset with my kids over meaningless conflicts? Those are the kinds of things that you're going to be looking for. What does my libido look like? Because believe it or not, that's a huge indicator of health. And the reason why it's a huge indicator of health is that before your body wants to reproduce, it needs to make sure that you're taken care of and are able to survive first. And so what generally happens is that if you're trying to cut a bunch of calories and eating way too little than you should be and what's optimal for your body, then what your body's going to do is it's going to go, okay, one of the things that I can pair off is my libido, and I can really decrease that in order to compensate for the fact that I'm not getting enough calories. That's a huge indicator of health. And so keeping a journal, dividing it up into these categories of sleep, libido, mood, digestion, those types of things, and really recording on a daily basis, how do I feel these things are going? And then over time, you can see those things improve. And if over time you see your journaling of those things improving, that maybe last week you said, man, my sleep is horrible for 5 days. But then the next week you record and you look at your journaling and you see that, man, my sleep was pretty bad for 4 days, but the week before it was 5 days. And so that's an improvement. And then hopefully the next week, you know, it decreases even more to 3 days of bad sleep, whereas the other days are good. And you get the idea. As with anything, improvements in your health are going to be tracked by looking at trends over time. And then you can apply that same thinking, that same philosophy to the other categories of biofeedback, digestion, libido, all those things, and see them gradually improve over time. And if that's happening, then you know that you're on the right path. The second way that I love to track progress is by looking at performance. And two things in specifics, and that would be strength and stamina. So strength has to do with the facts of your performance in the gym, right? Am I able to lift more weight this month than I was last month? And I say it in that way because, as with anything, right? Just like we talked about the biofeedback, strength is going to be improved over time. And so it's not like I'm going to lift a weight today and then tomorrow I'm going to be stronger, because actually the way that your body adapts and gets stronger is that I'm strength training one day, and that's the stimulus that tells my body that it needs to adapt and improve. But actually it's during that time of recovery and healing that the body's going to accomplish that adaptation and that improvement. A lot of times people will overwork out and they'll overtrain. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to get to their desired result faster, not realizing that it's actually the strength training that is the stimulus, but it's the time of recovery that actually brings about the adaptation. And so we need to make sure that we're working out hard enough. And I don't even like to say hard enough, but we need to make sure we're giving our body enough stimulus. I guess that's the better way to put it. We need to make sure that we're giving our body enough stimulus, yet at the same time, giving it the recovery that it needs to actually make the adaptation that we want. And so, for example, going back to the month over month example, if I'm able to lift more weight next month than I was this month, then I know that I'm doing the right things. I know that I'm eating enough protein and I'm fueling with enough carbs in order to have energy production. I know that my hormones are in check and I'm having enough fats in my diet. I know that all those things are in line when my strength is improving over time. And hopefully, ideally, right, if you have some fat to lose, hopefully you're actually not losing weight. Your strength is improving, but yet your body measurements are shrinking, particularly around the waist, and growing in other areas, like around the shoulders, because that's showing muscle growth, or around the chest, because that's showing muscle growth as well. And so looking at these things from a holistic standpoint, rather than just taking a look at the number on the scale and getting our value from that. And the second one when it comes to performance tracking would be stamina. Am I able to have the energy that I need in order to accomplish what I need to throughout the day? You know, ironically, the more we move, the more energy we have, up to a certain point, right? There is a point of diminishing returns. And I think for overall movement, that point of diminishing returns is around 15,000 steps a day. If we're getting up to that point, then we know like, okay, I'm kind of at the threshold where I'm doing all this movement and it's helping me, but kind of beyond that point, there's the law of diminishing returns. So if you're, again, trying to get a bunch of steps in like crazy and you're up to 20,000 or something, then it's probably a good idea for you to pare back. But the principle being, am I able to have the energy that I need to accomplish what I need to throughout the day? And if you are, and you're actually producing more energy, again, over time, which you can track through journaling, if you're having more energy and experiencing that over time, then you know that you're going in the right direction. And lastly, circumference measurements. I think that circumference measurements are great, and we briefly mentioned them when it came to performance tracking, that if you have some fat to lose and you're actually growing in areas like your shoulders and chest and other muscle groups that you're trying to grow, if you're a woman, perhaps it's the glute area that you're trying to grow, but whatever muscle group you're trying to grow, you're seeing growth in those areas, while particularly around your waist and hips, you're seeing your body measurements come in, right? And you're accomplishing the shape that you want your body to be in by growing your shoulders, growing your glutes, growing your chest, growing the things that you want to grow while shrinking the things you want to shrink. And ideally, right, the number on the scale is not changing because you are recomping your body. You are giving your body enough food, enough stimulus, and enough recovery in order for your body to make the ideal changes. Because again, the ideal changes are not always just the measurement on the scale. Actually, I would say that very rarely is the ideal changes going to be seen on the scale, but the ideal changes are going to be seen in, is my biofeedback improving? Is my strength and stamina improving? And is my circumference measurements going in the direction that I want them to go? And if you measure your progress using these metrics, you're going to be in a much better mental state than if you were to measure your progress using just a scale alone. Because again, you're tracking the important things that contribute to your overall health and not just the vanity metrics that we've become so married to. Now, with all that being said, I do have a personal growth habit tracker that you can begin to track some of these things. If you would like access to the personal growth habit tracker, feel free to send me an email. My email is down in the show notes below. I'd be happy to send that habit tracker over to you so that you can start tracking these things for yourself. Start looking and feeling your best today. And with all that being said, I hope you have an awesome rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon. Oh, and today we have something brand new. We just released our Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook. And in that ebook, you receive the answers to the 7 most common questions that our clients come to us asking, and their answers that, when implemented, will allow your body to start releasing fat right away. In addition to that, there's also a bonus of 50 macro-friendly recipes so that we've done all the heavy lifting for you. You don't have to think about which macros will fit into which meals. We've basically handed you the keys. So go down to the show notes below, click on the link, Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook, and download your copy today.